Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program for you today. Our speaker, Dave Rosenfeld, is an associate pastor with Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We join today's message, Ask Big from a Big God, already in progress.
We prepare for these schools, these healing schools for y'all, and we're seeking God all the time. You know, what is it you want us to say? And sometimes you get right up to the time you get to speak and you still don't really know where the Lord's going. You got lots in your heart, man. You can just talk and talk and talk, but you don't really know where he wants you to go until you get to listen to Jeff, and then he convicts you because you don't pray enough. Praise the Lord. So I think we're just gonna have a prayer meeting now. Praise the Lord. Let's recap a little bit what he said. I would title what Jeff said, What to Do When You Want to Quit. I had a call this week. Somebody said, what do you do when it's not working and you just want to quit? I did that to Pastor once. I went to Pastor and I said, you know, it doesn't appear to be working. And he said, repent. Okay, I'm not going to tell you that, but I will say repent, okay? The Lord never fails. But what do? You know, you've been working on something. Yeah, like a trucker friend of mine. You know, he had a stroke. He was here. He gave his testimony. 3 days, God restored him completely from that stroke. But he's got another little issue in his flesh, and it's not immediate, and so he wants to run to the doctor. And it's not a big thing. It's just a little thing that he's dealing with, and he just wants to run to the doctor and just say, well, y'all fix it because I don't want to deal with it anymore. What do you do when you've gone and gone and gone and gone and gone? And you know what I mean? Who's been there? Waiting for God, right? Waiting for God to get something done, right? You know, we waiting for you, you know, you're our God. And what do you do? So we're going to talk about that a little bit. But I thought Jeff's comments were very interesting about praying. You ought to be doing more. That's a good thing to answer somebody when they say, what do you do when I've tried everything and it's still not working? Do more. Is that right? But I don't know what to do. Tell me and I'll do it, right? Tell me what to do and I'll just do it. That's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, as Jeff referred to. We tried it before and it didn't work. How many have been there? We tried it before, but you know, and that's the sad part. We hear a good teaching that you just got to do it by faith. We step out there. We forgot that sin was never repented of. We didn't confess it to the king. We didn't turn from our sin of not loving our neighbor. And so we tried it, we jump out, and it didn't work. And it's like, well, I've tried that, it didn't work. My dad told me that. He says, you be careful who you listen to, those guys out there, those Word of Faith folks, because I've tried it, it doesn't work. Well, now I know his life, and I've looked back and said, oh, if I'd only known, I could have led my dad to say, Dad, this thing right here is a stumbling block. You need to get rid of this thing. However I would have worded it, I don't know. But we've tried it, and it doesn't work. Faith is not your problem. It's where are you putting your faith? We talked about that last month, and we're talking about it again. You got plenty of faith. And I love his example about the doctor. You can't read his name in the prescription. You can't read either upside down or right side up. A list of side effects on the medication. And we take them. We diligently take them. I mean, we have faith. We pray to God. It works. Because we know that God doesn't do anything, but we do know he uses doctors. Praise God. Is that right? Okay, I'm preaching to someone here, praise the Lord, because I've been there. I went to the doctors. When I came to pastor and said, it doesn't appear to be working, that was 9 months, I believe, into it. And I had itched and scratched, and it was awful. And all he could say was, well, repent. I didn't know what to do. What do you do when it gets to be, well, pray. Jeff said pray. We'll just start all praying. Let's just pray like crazy now. No, that doesn't work either, praise the Lord. There's what he referred to as that relationship, that God's wanting a relationship with you. That's my words, praise the Lord. But we all got redeemed back to the Garden of Eden, and every one of us runs back to that tree of the knowledge of good and evil and starts eating. I did it all the time. I wanted to know what this book said, so if somebody came to argue with me, I could tell them how they were wrong. That's all tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Paul says, don't tell Timothy and Titus both, don't let them entertain those kind of conversations. They're just a waste of time, and I'll put words in Paul's mouth. They're eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and they don't even know what they're talking about. Okay? Praise the Lord. You get that one for free. If you want to do what Jesus did, you need to do what Jesus did. And he showed a couple of verses, and I want to go back to him. And you can remember which ones they were when he, after he had done something, he went and prayed. I wanted to look at these real quick because of something that convicted me. Matthew 14:23. And every one of us, I think I'll be preaching to the choir on this. And when he had sent the, here it is. And when he had sent the multitudes away, what had he done with the multitudes?
He fed them.
Okay, but God showed up, didn't he? In a mighty way, God showed up. And the very next thing he does is when he sends them away, he goes up to the mountain apart to pray. Now, I've been a part of healing schools now for several months. And we see God do some awesome things. It is exciting. But my first reaction is, man, I'm tired. I'm going to bed. It's not to go off and pray. If you're here, most like on a Saturday, you've been used by God to minister to somebody. And you've been excited about what God did through your prayer. And you're like, God, you actually showed up. You answered my prayer. But we didn't go and pray afterwards. We didn't go and say, okay, God, and I don't know what to pray, to be honest. I'm going to tell Jeff to come down here in about 10 minutes, and he'll tell us what to pray, praise the Lord. But Luke 6:12 was another verse that he gave us, that Jeff showed us. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. That wasn't one I was thinking. But anyway, we got the idea from the other verse. That we see God move in our lives. We see God heal us. Now, my friend, the trucker that had that got the miraculous healing, I would encourage him now, go pray. Go find out about this God that just showed up on your behalf. This one that just healed you from, I mean, he was a truck driver, and once you have a stroke, that's it. You don't drive no more. That's it. Your life is over. I know pilots, if they've had a stroke, that's it. They don't get their medical renewed, and they don't get back in an airplane. And this man's back in the truck driving. Praise the Lord, because the King showed up. So I was convicted on that. I will say, Jeff, that when I'm done today, I'm going to go pray. Find out what I should have said, what I shouldn't have said, whatever the King wants me to do. Y'all, when you're leaving, pray. Pray, especially if you receive a healing today, pray. And like I said, we'll call Jeff later and he'll tell us. Praise the Lord. Actually, the Lord will tell you. Okay, reading your Bible is not the goal. Okay, I got to defend legalistic reading of the Bible. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He's very right. People read their Bible. Now, I'm going to put you on a spot. How many of you read your Bible? On a regular basis. Okay, that's over 90%. Praise the Lord. Okay, how many of you read through the Bible before? Okay, that's... Oh, wow, that's 80%. Praise the Lord. We got a believing crowd here. Okay, so I can ask you this question. How many times were you blasting through trying to get your Bible read in a year, and the Lord dropped a little thing over here and said, "Ooh, what's this?" Uh-huh. Did you stop and look at it?
Yeah.
Not at first, did you? No, y'all went right through. I got to get this Bible read in a year. I got to get it read.
Then couldn't find it back again.
That's why you stop. You park on it. The Lord does that to me all the time now. I found that I'm going to call it legalistic reading of the Bible. I'm just going to do this because, one, your heart is purposing to say, I want to know you more. Okay, now is that the answer? No. The answer is to get in that book, and when it starts talking to you, you go, oh, I see that. And then you start looking up what the words mean. You start seeing what it says around it, and then the Lord begins to minister to you. And that's why I love what Jeff's second point about praying is, you pray back the scriptures. When God drops a little nugget in here and it like tickles your fancy, you go, whoa, pray that back to him. Because it's probably something you needed. You know, I love the Mark 11:24. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray. Now, I'll use Pastor an example. We'll get back to that verse in a little bit. Pastor's granddaughter, Caitlin's flapper valve. That was the scripture he stood on to get her flapper valve healed. But how long did it take for that scripture worked?
10 months,
right? Why? He desired that it worked, but I'm going to talk about the word desire for a second. How many of us have prayed that over something that hasn't worked? Praise the Lord, even Pastor. Hallelujah. Okay. Because we didn't desire it. it was one of those things when we go and pray and we say, well, you know, God, I can live with it. I can live without it. It's okay. You know, I'd be nice if you would do this for me, but I don't really need it done. Have we ever prayed that prayer? Yeah, I have. Praise the Lord. I prayed that a lot. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He says, whatsoever things, and I'm going to give you an example of what the word means. What does desire mean? It means desire. Okay, you didn't get it. Praise the Lord. Desire means to crave or require. Do you require something from Him? Do you crave something from Him? Then He says, when you pray, believe. Now, I want to talk about believing a lot today, because when we ask the question, what do you do when you want to quit? Your believer gave up. Your believer, it gave up. I loved it. Did Moses read his Bible? Or his devotional? Hallelujah, I loved it. Did Abraham read his Bible? How did these men get into a position of knowing God without reading their Bible? I'll just say that they trusted Him. We're going to look at Psalms 91. Jeff mentioned it. We're going to look at Psalms 91. We're going to look at Psalms 8 today. And there's some awesome points in there that I have overlooked for a long time. And I'm always sharing Psalms 91 with people. And yet, I overlooked some very basic, obvious points in those scriptures. So we're going to look at that. How do you get a big God? You got to stay in that book till that book starts convincing you how big He is. You will never get convinced. And those of you, I mean, obviously those of you who have read the Word can agree with that, that you don't know how big your God is until you find something that tells you how big He is. Now, can He save everybody that doesn't have a Bible? Absolutely. But we've been blessed to have the Word of God. And it's a two-edged sword. It's a tree of knowledge, good and evil on one side, and it's a tree of life on the other. And if we can, and I've done this for a long time, I have consumed, voraciously consumed my Bible, but not as the tree of life. In some things, yes, but in a lot of things, no.
You have been listening to Dave Rosenfeld of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Ask Big from a Big God, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.